Advisory services offered through Boss Retirement Advisors, a registered investment advisory firm. Insurance products and services offered through Boss Retirement Solutions. The information contained in this material is given for informational purposes only, and no statement contained herein shall constitute tax, legal, or investment advice. The information is not intended to be used as the sole basis for financial decisions, nor should it be construed as advice designed to meet the particular needs of an individual situation. You should seek advice on legal and tax questions from an independent attorney or tax advisor. Our firm is not affiliated with the U.S. government or any governmental agency.
Hello and welcome today to our message to the Great Boss Retirement Solutions family. I'm Ryan Thacker. I'm along here with my brother Tyson.
Hey.
And we are excited to deliver some good news to you today. Good news number one is it is April 15th. That's the time that we're recording this. And guess what? No tax day today, folks.
No taxes due today.
No taxes. We've got that extension that goes. They've extended that. So that's some happy news. Also, recently you've watched some of the market make a recovery. That's been some good news as well to pick up some of those losses that have gone down. And, you know, it's volatility is definitely back. At the time we're recording this, we've had some great gains, but the market has dropped this morning. And Tyson, we're just getting into this earnings season. So, you know, it's been amazing. What's been interesting about this market rise is it's gone up a lot, but we've also had this crazy, crazy negative news of now 17.1 million Americans have lost their job.
And it just continues to go up. We'll continue to get those numbers weekly.
Yep.
On Fridays. As of today, we're starting into earnings season. And yesterday, bank stocks are starting to come out. Goldman Sachs, Citigroup, and Bank of America all reported quarterly profit declines of at least 45%.
Wow.
The airlines are getting bailed out. There's been talk about airlines getting bailed out for several weeks. Their stock just went up based off of them coming to a resolution with the federal government. The Commerce Department announced retail sales plunged by 8.7%, but obviously that's going to get worse.
Yep.
So all of this, the market, we've had these wild gyrations. It's going to continue. In fact, a lot of people have asked us, hey, we've had several days last week of the market going up and even including this week. Are we at a bottom? We don't believe that we are at a bottom. We feel like this is a false bottom because even though there's good news coming out about coronavirus, there's good news coming out about some of these bailouts. We feel like that is just buoying the market for a little bit, but we still don't know. With all of the economies around the world pretty much stopping, that this is still a false bottom. There's still a run that is going to continue to drop, right?
And we'll tell you at the end of this segment what you can do about that. If you feel like that we are not at a bottom, that with all this negative news that's coming out, what can you do about it? We'll share what you can do. Second piece of good news is we're starting to see these stimulus checks that are being sent out.
Mm-hmm.
And the stimulus checks, it's taken a little while to get everything rolling, but we're starting to see those happening as of today, which is really, really good. And we wanted to let you be aware of a resource that's out there. It's called Get My Payment. You can go to irs.gov. You can actually track the status of your refund. We've been getting a lot of questions about that. We would encourage you to go visit irs.gov and look at track your payment, and you can go in there and see what that's looking like. And that's some good news, Tyson.
Absolutely. Another piece of good news is going back and taking action on what we've been really talking about the last couple of weeks, which is drawing a line in the sand. And here's again what we mean by it. If you feel like this is a false bottom, if you feel like that these earnings and what's really going on in the economy is just the tip of the iceberg of what's starting to show with what could be happening in the market, we tell you, hey, look at your plan. And if you want to have this flight to safety and you feel like you've got too much money in the market, now is a great time to be able to take advantage because we still are. Even though the market has gone up and then it has gone down again today, we are still down in bear market territory. And you have the ability to lock in some of those gains while at the same time having a dollar cost averaging going into an annuity where you're at a low in the S&P 500 or another index. So that as those start to rise again, once we hit that bottom, you're going to be able to capture those gains and lock them in as you look at an annuity and you can't lose any more money.
So let's just use some numbers here. Let's say I had $600,000 in the market. Yep. And the market's gone down. And now I want to capture some of those gains with the market has gone back up. And I want to go to cash. I would be locking in some losses on that $600,000, but I'm drawing the line. Let's say that I sell $200,000 of that. So
now you've still got $400,000 in the market.
And I can still pick up gains or losses on that $400,000. But the $200,000, I draw the line in the sand and I protect myself from any further losses, because if this continues to get worse, that would give me some peace of mind. And that would be one thing to consider. Then I'm buying into the market at a lower point. And then with that fixed indexed annuity, I'm able to pick up the gains, but not take any of the losses.
You got it.
So I've drawn a line in the sand. Very, very powerful strategy.
Love it. Also, we wanted to just reiterate, we've talked about this in previous podcasts, but if you need immediate assistance and you want to call us, we've set up a special phone number. It's 801-923-6190. That number again, 801-923-6190. That goes directly to our servicing team or our advisors. There's somebody that if they're not on the phone, they're going to pick it up. If they are on the phone, you can leave a voicemail. If it's easier for you to email us, you can email us at servicing@bossretirement.com. Email again is servicing@bossretirement.com. We always want to be as proactive as possible to what your needs are. You can also go to our website, bossretirement.com. Right at the top, there's a red strip right across. You can click on that and see any additional updates, or if you weren't able to from a coronavirus, because it's constantly evolving, and see those numbers in that email again.
Well, and one thing to remember, just keep in mind, we cannot take trade requests over voicemail or text or email. But if you do leave a message, someone will call you right back. And we just want you to remember, we're thinking about you. We want you to stay safe out there. And it's a crazy time, but we are going to get through this. The best is still yet to come. And we want to thank you for being part of the Boss Retirement Solutions family. We're here. We're working hard to make sure that the strategies, and we're watching what's happening on the market. And remember, your Boss Retirement Blueprint was built for times like these. If you have friends or family members that would like to talk to somebody, feel free to give us a call. We'd love to talk with them as well, help them get some of these powerful strategies working in their favor. Remember this, retiring successfully, it doesn't happen by accident. It starts with a plan, and that plan is what you have right now, which is the Boss Retirement Blueprint. Look forward to talking to you soon. Have a great day.